Day 243, living the in life. Doesn't it feel good when you're a part of the in group? It is when I find myself on the outside that the familiar pangs of victim thinking start to take control in my life. You know what I'm talking about here. I'm sure that you have come across those situations where you didn't get invited to be a part of that group everyone looks on with envy. Doesn't your failure to be invited seem to be such an affront to who you are? The truth is, it is an affront to your identity. The only reason it can feel like an affront is because it is. When we allow our identity to be shaped and confirmed by things of this world, affronts are what we are to expect. It is when we face those kinds of affronts when it comes to identity that offense can make us allow victim thinking to rule in our lives. I recently heard a couple Bible verses that had the simple phrase, in Christ, as part of their wording. I was intrigued by those words in a way that made me want to dig into what they might mean for a person who calls himself a follower of Jesus. I decided to take a look at all the verses in the Bible that have the phrase in Christ. I found that there are quite a few verses with this phrase. To help me understand what was being communicated, I took a look at the words individually. The word for Christ is exactly what it means. It is the name of the person we call Jesus. The word in opened my eyes to a perspective about this phrase that I think helps us take on more of the victor status God wants in our lives. I found that the word in comes from the Greek word that has a lot to do with entering into or facing the object it desires. I don't know what I thought it would mean, but the action of entering into something gives the word in a flavor that really speaks to me. I started to recognize my need to be engaged and intentional about being in Christ. It is more than just a place. It is an action that brings me to a place where there is a lot going on for the victor. In Christ means we enter into who this Christ has made us to be as we face Him fully. There is a power in that kind of approach to who this God is in our lives. With this meaning in mind, I took a look at all the verses where in Christ was used. The following list are attributes I saw that are ours for the taking when we choose to be intentional about entering into who our God says we are in Jesus. This list is kind of long, but I wanted for you to hear the entirety of what I found in Christ is all about for us. Listen to who you are in Christ. In Christ, there is faith. We are justified and redeemed. There is no condemnation. There is life. We have God's love. We speak in truth. We are unified, at one with each other and with God. We are helpers, purposed, co-workers of the Most High. We are approved. We are sanctified, made whole and complete. We are wise. We are righteous. We are God's children. We are instructed. We have the good news, the gospel of Christ. We can rest. We have hope. We are made alive. We are established. We experience triumph. We can speak in power. We can step into the throne room of God. The veil is gone. We are new creations. We are reconciled with God. We can see the truth in a simple way. We can stand and speak before God. We can be part of a body. We have liberty, that is freedom. We are part of a covenant with God. We are free from religious laws. We have faith and are faithful. We have access to spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We are the workmanship of God. We are partakers of God's promises. We have access to eternal purpose. We are consoled. We are saints. Now that's a list of attributes I need to hear spoken over my life more often. That's what I am as I live out this life of a victor in Christ. I am not those things because of what I do. I'm those things because that's how God sees me. In Christ is more than just a phrase found in the Bible. It is a mantra of authority and identity. It is a banner of victory. It is a fact that we have the right to claim and live out each and every day of our lives. It is what can make victim thinking have to take a back seat to victor living. As you go about your day to day, think on what it means for you to be in Christ. You might want to come back to this list and speak it over your life as the things of this world try to get you to believe you are less than what God says you are. Let the power of your status as the victor God sees you to be make it even more possible for you to enter into the fullness of being in Christ today.